story begins in a world out of balance, with a retired colonel on a suburban street on Long Island. Colonel Foreman looks square in the mirror. It dragged the blade across his cold cream skin and thought again about the door. At first he had tried to ignore it, but he soon found that it was impossible. So on this morning, Colonel Foreman stepped through the door. Through the corridor, I came upon an aging man leaning against the wall with an eye on me. He was on his way to see the king.
Wilson, Wilson, Wilson.
He led me through the streets of Prussia talking as he tried to crush a blow that scurried underneath his blue heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached Folly Stream. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was always close to say his name for them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, they said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the helping friendly book. Another pressure only one existed, and Wilson had declared that any person who possessed him was a crook. Set a cup from the land of darkness. The helping friendly book, it seemed, possessed the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down. And so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had thought. He said, I come from the land of darkness.